This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. In central Austin, there's a government building that kind of sits out of the way. It's on Shoal Creek Boulevard, surrounded by a tall, black, spiky metal fence. From the outside, it looks unassuming, but one of our AT Explained listeners wondered what goes on in there. And that's how I found myself sitting in my car.
All right, I'm in the parking lot outside of the warehouse. I'm waiting for Eric, our question asker. We're going to find out what's in here.
The rain was pouring down as I walked through the chain link gate with barbed wire on top. Eric Howard was already in, waiting outside the building. So what are we doing here?
Well, I've always driven by this facility. In the early 80s, I worked nearby over here, and there were always sort of the rumors that it had secret cargo stored, you know.
Government conspiracies.
Jimmy Hoffa's concrete boots or
aliens.
You know, you never knew what was in here, and it's such a nondescript building, no windows, kind of low slung back here, so it sort of led you to think that there were secret things going on in here.
Hiding in plain sight. So he asked our AT Explained project just what goes on inside this state government building. The sign outside says State Records Center, but what really goes on in there?
So what do you imagine it looks like in there?
Well, I've always pictured this as being, you know, the end shot of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they wheel the Ark of the Covenant in that box, and you just see an endless row of storage boxes and containers, and that's what I hope we'll see inside.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead in and see what we find.
I've arranged for a tour of the facility for Eric and I.
Just see IDs. It's just a typical thing we do here.
Okay.
We are a secure location.
Standard procedure?
Yes, sir.
Michael Shea, the manager of the State Records Center, checks our IDs, signs us in, and we walk into a vast warehouse.
Can you kind of explain what we're, just where we are and what we're looking at right now?
Sure. We're sort of at the main aisle of the old building here at the State Records Center. You're seeing thousands of boxes of records.
Brown boxes line green shelves for what seems like miles.
They're just like kind of stacked floor to ceiling in here.
Yeah, we get the Raiders of the Lost Ark thing and, you know, Warehouse 13 and all those other comparisons all the time.
So is the Ark of the Covenant in here somewhere?
Maybe. See if we can find it on this tour.
Michael leads Eric and I down the aisle. The space between the rows of shelves is just wide enough for a person to fit through. Row upon row of shelves and boxes, shelves and boxes, shelves and boxes. Michael points to a concrete column with the number 152 scrawled on it. Maybe some secret passcode?
This number right here was written by the absent-minded record center manager before me, who needed to know that there were 152,000 boxes that would fit on this side of the record center.
Not a passcode, but still an impressive number of boxes.
So what's actually in these boxes?
83 different state agencies and two local governments store all kinds of records here.
Tons and tons of paper. Each of these boxes has a label.
Three different kinds of labels.
It all looks super organized, but the thing is, it's totally random, and that's by design.
What's the benefit of randomness?
Basically, it's a layer of security so that records are never placed all together in the same place. Basically, it's impossible to find a record here without access to our system. Really, only the folks who work in this building have that ability.
So if someone wanted to steal a bunch of documents from the governor's office, let's say, they might find one or two boxes, but the randomized filing system means the rest could be anywhere in here. But what are they hiding?
Is some of this stuff secret? I mean, stuff that the public would never be allowed to see?
Yeah, there's definitely confidential records stored here.
Records like social security numbers and dates of birth.
I don't think there's any government secrets here, put it that way. But if we, you know, if there is, I'd love to stumble on them someday.
If there are secrets, they probably don't go back very far. Most of the records in here are actually not that old. They're stored for a few years before they're allowed to be destroyed. There is some old stuff.
I know I've seen microfilmed records that are recording, basically filmed records of things from the 1600s.
400-year-old documents? That's pretty cool. But I wonder what Eric thinks.
Is this living up to your expectations so far?
Oh, exceeding it. This is really cool. Records nerd.
I should probably tell you, Eric does something like this for a living. He works in disaster recovery, so he's serious when he says he's a records nerd. As we stare down the endless rows of shelves, I can't help but wonder, why are all these records on paper? It's 2018.
It's actually a lot cheaper to store the records here for 10, 15 years than it is to digitize them.
They do digitize some stuff, and some records get put on microfilm. A big stack of marriage licenses are being fed into a machine that takes an image and puts it on film.
And when we take a right through this door here, you'll see what they built in 1988.
Michael shows us into another huge room stacked floor to ceiling with shelves and boxes. It's even bigger than the giant room with 152,000 boxes. A hand-scrawled number on another concrete column tells us 241,000 boxes are in this room. More or less.
It's closer to 238,000.
More boxes. More boxes. And then,
whoa, what's this?
This is the disaster recovery vault. Come on in.
Inside the vault, there are more boxes.
So this is where we store disaster recovery tapes, servers, coop plans, which is basically a backup plan for people.
The stuff is for what's called continuity of operations. So if there's some kind of disaster and state agency offices are inaccessible or destroyed, the government can use this information to keep going, or at least keep some of it going.
I can't say that necessarily state government can be revitalized from this room in particular. Some state government can be started from this room.
Outside the vault, we look at the big metal door that protects it. I'm told the vault is fireproof and blastproof.
You couldn't close that door for me, could you?
I think I could.
The door lumbers closed as we await that satisfying vault-shutting sound.
Come on! But completely silent! That thing? A completely silent vault door. What are the odds?
As we move toward the exit, there's a pallet of file boxes, each one marked with a red X. It's the end of the line for these records. They're headed for the shredder.
Oh, those are all going to be destroyed?
Yes. Because that is truly the one thing you can't turn back from. You make a mistake in destruction, you can't bring those boxes back. So we're very careful with destruction. And destruction seems like a good place to end the tour. So,
with that, Eric and I head back through the chain link gate, processing what we've seen.
Now you've seen it all.
Well, I don't think we saw it all. It was all in big cardboard boxes, about a million of them. But I'll take their word for it.
As we leave, I can't help but thinking back to that Indiana Jones scene where they're hiding the Ark, put it in a box, nail it shut, padlock it. Did we see it all?
There may be four floors below here they didn't take us in. This is all a cover, right? All this we saw here, million square feet of boxes, is all just an elaborate ruse to cover up what's in the basement. That's my story.
Eric might be joking, but isn't it just more fun to imagine it that way?
I think there's secrets in these buildings that it'll take many, many years to unravel, and you're just the guy to do it.
And zoom out to show them wheeling the Ark through the stacks of crates. That's the stuff. Much more in our ET Explained series at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can also join our super secret Facebook group. It's all at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. ET Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.